Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, we grab a random show, we throw it on, and see how long we can hang on, except for today, the folks from Merchants of Dirt. I just love that name. Sounds like a cool heavy metal band from the 80s. This week, Pantera and the Merchants of Dirt. They decided to go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button, there is no upsell, and say, hey, Dave, why don't you check out my show? Here's their description from iTunes. It says, welcome to the Merchants of Dirt podcast, hosted by Reckoneer.com founder Kyle M. Bondo. This is your insider's guide to practical recreational engineering, where I teach you the art and science of building, promoting, and directing off-road races. Very cool. We'll get to their latest episode, which is called Four Horsemen of the Race Planning Apocalypse, right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, time to dig around in the dirt. Here we go.
Today in the Merchants of Dirt podcast, episode number 35. What happens when your race falls apart? I mean, when the park manager, your support staff, even nature all tell you no. And you're trying to do that new thing. Your race course has been the same day in and day out every year. And now you want to do something new. Only everybody says no, it's not going to happen. Do you make compromises to your plan? Remember, your plan only survives until you get your first permit. Then it only survives until the morning of your race. And then it only survives until the first start. And then only after the last racer goes home. So let's talk about what plans really are. And what they are is guesses. You have to make a lot of guesses about the things you have no control over. How do you make those guesses without being wrong all the time? Well, experience is one way. But without any experience, making a guess is really hard. So today I'm going to teach you another way, and it has everything to do with surviving what I call the four horsemen of the race plan apocalypse. And I looked, and behold, the ashen horse, for he who sat upon it was named Cancellation, and bad weather followed behind him. Ooh, it's going to be spooky.
I like the attitude. Yeehaw, yeah. Sing along. All right. Where's the show? Here he comes.
Thank you for joining me for the Merchant of Dirt podcast. I am Kyle Bondo, your recreational engineer, your merchant of dirt, and your coach to help you learn and build a race from start to finish. That's my goal.
Cool.
My goal is to teach you all the art and science behind race production, race promotion, race direction. And the idea is really simple. It's so that you can earn money building better races. Doesn't that sound great? And if you're new to the Merchants of Dirt podcast, welcome aboard. Alongside me, of course, is my co-host, Mr. Murphy. And if you're not familiar with Mr. Murphy, you know, he's the guy we like to punch around all the time. Because if you can figure out how to defeat him, your race will be so much better. But he's the master of calamity, and he's always there to wreck your race. So Merchants of Dirt podcast is designed to defeat Mr. Murphy. And we keep him here because we like to hear what he has to say. Every time Mr. Murphy talks, we go, oh, I should probably plan to avoid that. So that's why we talk about Mr. Murphy. He's that mythical creature out there who's always there to wreck your race whenever possible, the worst possible time, the worst possible moment. And today, he's really, really excited, which is always a bad thing for us. And he's really excited about this episode because I'm about to introduce you to four of Mr. Murphy's best friends. If you heard the intro, his best friends, of course, are the four horsemen of the race planning apocalypse. Ooh, right? So who are they? Well, we have horseman number one on the white horse. This is the guy whose races are always planned on the same day you want to have a race. And of course, that horseman is called competition. Ooh, we don't like competition. Ooh. The second one on the red horse is that permit to use the trails. You know, that permit that allows you to use some trails but not the others. Yeah, that's permission. Ooh, permission.
I like
the black horse. The black horse.
I like the passion.
The people you want to pay early who never do. That's right. We're talking about registration. Registration, that evil horse. And then, like we talked about in the intro, the pale horse. This is nature impacting your race day. And, of course, that horseman is called Cancellation. So what Mr. Murphy doesn't know is that this is not an interview show. No, today I'm going to teach you step by step how to Murphy-proof your race. He's not paying attention.
Well, we're going to do it.
Okay. So hopefully if you're ready, because each one of these strategies that I'm going to talk to you today about each one of these horsemen is going to save your race day. So listen up, because the four horsemen of the race planning apocalypse are riding every single time you plan a race. So learn these strategies if you want to survive them, repel them, and maybe even defeat them. Are you with me? Let's do this.
All right. The thing I like about this is the passion. The one thing, I need to go back and listen again, but I'm pretty sure you're saying Merchants of Dirt. Like, it's really fast when you say Merchants of Dirt. I need to go back, because I know you said it twice, and in both times I was like, did he just say Merchants of Dirt? That was that. The other thing that you did, as I listened to this, is you did what I like to call a double introduction. At the beginning of the show, you said, it's the four horsemen, it's this, it's the that, and then that. And then we had the cool ooh music. You had a nice table of contents of like, here's what we do on the show. We teach you how to do a better race, make money, like that. And then what'd you do? You went back and reintroduced the thing you did at the introduction. You introduced the four horsemen again, this time with more sound effects. I would have said, hey, we talked about the four horsemen at the beginning of the show. Let's dig into them. The first one is blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's cool because you had the fun little sound effects and all, but you did a double intro. And it's really easy to do these because what I usually hear this is you'll do an introduction like, hey, today we're interviewing Kyle from the Merchants of Dirt. He's a guy that does a podcast about, you know, making money doing dirt races. Here's my talk with Kyle. And then I hit play on the interview and it's like, hey, we're talking with Kyle. He's from the Merchants of Dirt. I hear double intros all the time. And I believe that's what you just did. As I was listening to this, I'm like, wait a minute. He gave us the four horsemen, and then he gave him the four horsemen again. So, because the intro was actually, I wouldn't call it long, but it was, you really went into what to, it wasn't so much a teaser as it was, well, it was a teaser. I'm not sure. I guess the episodes are around 45 minutes to an hour. But you definitely, I believe, did a double intro, which for me is kind of one of these things. Yeah. So if you can avoid doing that, other than that, the audio was cool. I like the music. I love the passion, the attitude. And to me, it just sounds like, I don't know if you can fake sincerity, but you sincerely enjoy talking about this subject. So I would listen to the rest of this. And if I was, you know, even though you did the double intro, again, oh, that's it. I'm unsubscribing. Double intro. I'm out of here. But to me, I knew what I was getting into. So if this was a bus with a sign on the front, I knew exactly what you were going to be getting into. So I thought that was good. And all in all, if I was into dirt races, what a niche, huh? And what a niche. Very, very cool. So good on you for the most part. As always, I'm always a big fan of, I never think I'm perfect. I think we can all learn a little bit. So if you would like to get a little exposure for your show, as well as get my first impression, simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button, and you can cut in line. And we'll, the way we're going right now, we're going to send the woman in the tube from Amazon, if I can mute her. We're going to put Alexa out of business here. She usually picks a random podcast for me, but you guys have been clicking on the Fiverr button, and I deeply appreciate that. Now, if you want a full review, go over to podcastreviewshow.com. That's where myself and my 12 years of experience. And speaking of that, Kyle, that's the other thing I just thought of. You didn't give me any, if you have any kind of credential, you might want to throw that in there. Hey, welcome to the Merchants of Dirt. I'm your host, Kyle. I've been organizing dirt races since the invention of dirt. You might want to throw that in there too, just to answer the question, why should I listen to you? I have 12 years of experience. Eric K. Johnson has 30 years of experience in radio, and we look over your show over at Podcast Review Show. So if you want a full review, not just a first impression, you can check that out over there. So thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you to enjoy your ride.